Hi there, this is Brendan Welch, and I'd love you to join me and Dr. Gonzo as we listen to my new record, Returning, here on, and this one's introduced by, on community radio station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by... After years spent quietly crafting and refining the songs that would become his latest work, acclaimed singer-songwriter Brendan Welch returns with Returning, out now. Emotionally stirring and sonically rich, Returning is Welch's full-length release since his 2016 self-titled LP, marking a bold evolution in his artistry. Blending indie swagger, tender folk, Americana twang and deep singer-songwriter introspection, the album forms a multifaceted, textured body of work. I've always been attracted to melody above all else in whatever form that takes, Welch says. My perspective and my work have been shaped by an almost obsessive pursuit of making beautiful things. I've never been able to turn it off. The songs chart a profound inner journey through cycles of joy, anxiety, and depression before ultimately finding light again. Lyrical honesty remains central to Welch's music, much of it shaped by his experience growing up a closeted gay man in Australia, not coming out until his mid-20s. Before then, I was desperately trying not to be found out, he explains. Being secretly gay in the 80s and 90s took its toll. The hiding, masking, feeling less than, the fear that something was fundamentally wrong with me, as suggested by the culture around me. All that time spent trying not to be discovered. It shaped me. Brendan Welch joins Dr. Gonzo to introduce the tracks from his album Returning on, and this one's introduced by, on Community Radio 3CR.
This is Brendan Welch. I'm a singer-songwriter from Melbourne. I'm here to introduce my newest record, which is called Returning. It's my third LP. The first one album came out in 2009. It was called The Gleaner. I was made that with Paul Dempsey of Something for Kate. Then about almost 10 years ago now, I put out my second self-titled record. The gap in between, it's hard to explain. I didn't really stop making music. I kept writing and performing, you know, a fair bit. But looking back, I suppose, like the record sort of deals with, I was going in and out of long periods of depression, I would say, where I wasn't really aware of how much time was passing. I've always kept the practice up of songwriting. That's key for me. That's a huge part of my life and has been since I started doing it, you know, in my early 20s or even before probably. I'm just on a constant mission to write, you know, the next song. It's just that something about that mystery that I'm chasing. I'm not sure. It's probably the melody is the thing I'm most keen on. This new record, most of the songs were written music first, so they're almost fully formed songs before I really try and add the lyrics. Sometimes there's a overarching theme or one line that spurs it on. This new record was recorded at Headgap Studios in Preston before it was sadly destroyed by fire recently, which I hope it will come back. It was a great experience recording there. Just a great space with beautiful instruments. At the helm, producing and mixing the record was Rowan Sfacina, who is one of the owners of the studio. The musicians on the record, amazing drumming by Jordan Gilmore. All the lead guitar and all the bass was played by Matthew Erickson, extremely talented guitarist, big contribution to the record. And then we had some saxophone by Piers Dashfield with some additional sounds by Peter Sfecina and Rowan as well. It was a pleasure to make, and I hope you enjoy listening. This first song's called High Alert. It's about anxiety, essentially, trying to describe that feeling of being out of sync or not feeling present in any one place at any one time, like the lyric says. It's about all the things you'll try and the lengths you'll go to try and find that peace. Like the lyric says, I ask the rock formations, I ask the tides, I ask the internet what I should try. No definitive answers as yet, but you keep looking. And it is a cycle for me, and I do feel like I am less anxious these days. You know, as you get older, you hopefully learn a few new things and gain some perspective and wisdom, maybe.
Trying so hard not to be seen or heard. Undercover, deep in disguise. Never in one place at any one time. Always on guard, ready to run. Easy hours, 12 in a ton. Always on high alert. Too long on high alert. Always on high alert. Secret agent in my own private you. So you know what I tried.
this song is Falling Free. This one's a story attempting to capture the feeling of being in a gay relationship out in the world. Feeling as though it's me and my boyfriend against the world. Usually not true, but sometimes a little bit. Where you can get dirty looks or veiled contempt just for being what we are together. The characters in the song are running from a sudden shift in their city. They posted names, mine, yours, like the song says. In the song, they're escaping and falling. But what that fall means isn't really clear to me or anyone.
City's a place, a cover's blown. On the walls they've posted names, mine, yours. I can't see ahead in the waning light, but I feel your hand, it's asking mine for courage tonight. 'Cause it feels like we're falling from a great height. We fall sadly, fears not at all.
Song's called Episodes. TV and film and screen addiction is real. This is a funny little song about the hold a screen can have over me. Like the song says, the house is on fire and it all starts to cave in. But there's still more episodes and I need to know. I wrote it as a wordless kind of melody that I set over some simple chords. And then this lyric came through somehow. It's meant to be a little bit lighthearted.
Midsummer evening, moon's on the spill, a pie's cooling on the windowsill, while the house is on fire. And it all starts to cave in, but I'm watching that new thing. And it all starts to cave in, but there's still more episodes, and I need to know. Yeah, I need to know now what never happens and how. Yeah, I need. Automated lies, the void is stadium sized. They just sold another show, and it all starts to cave in. But I'm watching that news.
This one is Call and I'll Be There on My Knees. It's a little love song. The story's about getting all your worldly wants and desires fulfilled, but knowing that you'd drop it all when that certain person calls for you. Nothing beats that true connection with another person. Like a lot of the songs I write, it was made with music first, with me mumbling some vowels along with the music, even in the studio from memory. We put down the bass of the track with guitars, drums and bass. And then I listened back and back and waited for some of the sounds to make sense as words, and then ended up with this story.
Thank you. your towers gleaming gold, devoted, guaranteed, pledged my soul for this little key. It's turning now, glory coming my way, but calling I'll be there on my knees, babe. Ordained the king, all desires all fulfilled, subject to none, all my worst mistakes undone. From my palace I see Nirvana through the trees, but calling I'll be there on my knees.
This song is Blue Sails. In simple terms, this one's about sadness, really, which is kind of funny to say. You could call it depression, but I think it is kind of different. It's about knowing that you have to let yourself feel that sadness, let it come and sit down with it. It won't stay forever and it will linger too long if you ignore it. The ship with the blue sails is the image I chose to illustrate that. You can see it coming from a distance. Then you have to guide it in and past to the river.
I can see its shape forming in the distance, a towering ship. The sails are brilliant blue, no name on its side, no crew to guide it. I'll give it passage, I know the way through. This ship has made its way from the lost bridge, all the first man to the first blink, all this day. So I guide it to the river, to the river, to the river. Yes, I guide it to the river. This ship with the blue sails. Produce a kind of music, a tune that throbs and sighs. There's a certain beauty in its timbre, moving heavily to the night. Has made its way from the last breath of the first man to the first blink of this day. So I guide it to the river, to the river, to the river. Yes, I guide it.
Hi, this is Brendan Welch, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR. This song's called Don't Know What I'm Doing. Ever feel like you're getting old and you're not learning or getting better? This is what the song's about. That feeling that I don't learn from my mistakes and I keep going around and around. It's another description of that cycle I seem to go through of depression, anxiety, and ultimately joy and contentment. It finishes on a subtle happy end with "Never mind, I'll start again," which I do believe is a good way to go.
Don't know what I'm doing. I don't know I ever will. Keep taking every dumb turn, ending up back at the base of the hill. If I keep on circling in this groove, I'm set to wear a hole straight through. Feels like I'm learning so slow. A tortoise would look down its nose. Probably it's all in my head. Far too much speculation and dread. If I keep on circling in this groove, where will I end up if I don't choose? Someday I'll know, and then I can lay down my head, dream of something sweet, dream of something good. It's on the long road. Reminded once again, on any which road there's a levee, you better cough it up, or you'll find out that you came by and she's already gone. She's already gone.
Next one is Some Days Are Friends. We all have terrible days and really lovely days. That's kind of the basic idea with this one, not groundbreaking. The lyrics are a little mysterious and probably should stay that way. I wasn't trying to be too specific or direct. Just a fun song with great playing by all the musicians.
My head overlooked that rain. All the time it takes, I'm anything but insane. Overhead my arms, all behind me shame. All the time it takes, I'm anything. Want me to change? Angel now, the devil then. always filled that frame. All the time it takes will be everything. There's no need to change. Devils now, angels then.
Is the Grateful Cue. I was trying to communicate that sense that you can sometimes have that everything is not real and it's all a put on, and there's rottenness to the world and you're being used by some horrible dystopian engine for parts. And you're grateful for it, just lining up for your daily joy in the form of a baked good or a TV show. In general, this feeling doesn't last for me. And I can happily rejoin ordinary life. But that's the idea of the song.
All along, the grateful cue, rushing out my daily joy. Existing in between the floors, back to win. Blind horseman, carry me away again. How long will I wait?
Song's called If You Want Me to Be. It was meant to be a kind of sad but funny setup and punchline, kind of very earnestly expressing that I'm selflessly there for another person and would do anything, but really I'm just like everyone else and scared of being alone sometimes. Like the song says, you'll be there, right? The first half of the song sounds like I'm singing to someone else, but really it's how I feel. And it's called If You Want Me to Be.
When you're working hard to lose the worst case visions, and when chased their ghosts still move in every scene. When you're down in your guts and you hear them whispering, this guy is never getting free. I'll be there if you still want me to be. And when I say shitty things and refuse to own the making, and you try and talk me down from some dead tree, when you know I know you're onto every faking that I escalate and burrow deep instead of coming. You'll be there, right? 'Cause I know now you're what I need. I know now you're what I need. You're what I need. I know now you're what I need. You're
what I need. I know now, Lord, what I need you, what I need.
The last song on the record is the title of the record, Returning. This one's a good finishing song as it's descriptive, if in a somewhat obtuse way, of coming out of that long, horrible funk or being dragged out of it by love. That joyous feeling of things returning to the realm of possibility. Like the lyrics say, like some ancient kin, reminding you what to sing, so perfect and so dim, your old choices are returning. Old choices being the ability to hope and see, to have eyes for the good things that are possible. Thanks for listening to the record. It's been a pleasure introducing the tracks, and I hope you've enjoyed it.
There's a man in the kitchen selling old news from the war on mad gatherings, weekly woven. You see the threads all start to fray, coming loose, falling away. So you jump out the window into the uncaring day. But a stranger who's been tracking your fall catches you like a wolf, and he takes you clear. Whispers escapes in your ear, and you harden your head, and you to sing, so perfect and so dim, your old choices are returning, returning, returning.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time. Thank you, Brendan Welsh, for introducing the beautiful songs on your album, Returning. Brendan Welsh released his self-titled second album in 2006 and featured collaborations with members of Rolling Blackout's Coastal Fever and Cash Savage and The Last Drinks. Here's a track from Cash Savage and The Last Drinks, the first song from the Good Citizens album, released in 2018. Human I Am.
Bodies, short bodies, old bodies, young bodies, skinny bodies, fat bodies, able bodies. Disabled bodies. Everybody is sexy. I got a half dad bod. I know it's what you want. Give me a few Texies. Oh, it's all real sexy. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between, I want you to bring me to my knees. I'm just here to please. Let's keep on dancing. No need for romancing. I got a half dad bod. I know it's what you want. 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 Take me, bake me, but please don't shake me. Let's drink from the cup. Let's leave the club early. Get down and dirty. Kick on for two. Just me and you. We can go all night. Or we can drink cups of tea. Maybe smoke a few ciggies. I'll bring my half dad bod. You bring whatever you want. 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 Don't be scared of this. I think you have nice lips. I'm bringing epilepsy sexy back. Can you handle that? Oh, I like your hair. Yeah, mine's amazing. We can float about tomorrow and be real lazy. Yeah, be real lazy while acting sexy. Yeah, acting sexy. Real sexy. Real sexy. Real sexy. I got nice sheets. Real nice sheets. We can float some candles.
Bring an epilepsy. Sexy. Back.
We just heard Bringing Epilepsy Sexy Back by R. Carlson. From his new album, OC Spray. A live show by R. Carlson is quite an entertaining spectacle, and if you've attended a show, you might have seen Cash Savage on stage, playing keyboards with R. Carlson. And before R. Carlson, we heard Human I Am from Cash Savage and The Last Drinks. Dr. Gonzo presented Aaron Roberts with his band Dirt Hand about 3 years ago, on an episode of And This One's Introduced By. They seem to have disappeared and there's been no news about another album or any live shows, which is a shame. Here's Aaron to introduce a track from the Live in Castlemaine album by Dirt Hand, released in 2020. Bye from Dr. Gonzo, here on 3CR. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
This is a song called How. This is our last song. Thank you for listening. You've been very kind. Thank you. fields bathed in silver. And he flays and wheels and tumbles the fending of a horn. But the beast with which he's burdened disturbs not a blade. Under the burning moon, out on the stars, raging on solitude, all to his own. And the sky seems to be falling, falling, falling. And the host calls out his name, so howling, howling, howling out in me. Here in the burning light, shadows they play. Walls of the fortress. As he counts his virtues on one hand, he's secretly afraid that a trumped up lion tamer may ruin his game. Standing on solid ground, floating on air, his truth is his witness. And the sky seems to be, it is falling, falling, falling in on him. And the hope calls out his name so loud, howling, howling, howling. Falling, Sam Byrne on the saxophone. Danny Ogilvy on the drums. Eamon Roy on guitar. My name is Arun. We have been Dirt Hand. Thank you. Very much.